In our studio this morning, special guest from Rainbow City, we have Police Chief Kemp Yancey. Chief Yancey, thanks for being with us this morning and welcome to Weiss Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here and to talk about the police department and the Explore program. I'm really looking forward to getting into this.
I understand you're doing quite a job down there and everything's going very well for you at Rainbow City.
Yes, sir. Everything's going great. I got a great team. I got great command staff. I got a great mayor and city council who supports the progression in the police department and just moving forward with it. So I'm very, very blessed.
In fact, Mayor Taylor was just in a few days ago with us on the morning show.
I'm sure y'all had a good time with Mayor Taylor. He's always a good time.
Yes, we enjoyed having him in and hope he'll come back. Let's talk about your Explorers program post 2729, celebrating a year's anniversary in August with the youth program. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So not long after I came in as police chief, I had one of my investigators, Lieutenant Jason Higgins, came to me and he said, hey, I would like to look into starting this program. It's the Explore program. Well, we haven't had one in the area in a very long time. Lieutenant Higgins was from out of state originally, and he moved to Alabama when he was young, but he was involved in Explore Post in Minnesota, and when he moved here, Fort McClellan used to have an Explore Post, so he was involved in that Explore Post, and this has been years ago. So he came to me, and we looked at it, we asked around a little bit, I called some other chiefs that had some around the Birmingham area, and we thought that, hey, you know, let's just go for it and see what happens. I talked to the mayor about it. Honestly, and he'll tell you this, I'm not telling you anything that he wouldn't say, but honestly, he was like, I don't know how much activity you're going to have in it, but he's like, hey, let's give it a go. And that's what we did. And that has been one of the best things that we've done since I've been the chief at Rainbow City. We absolutely love our Explore program. It's really one of those things where the whole department, pretty much comes together and supports this thing. Amongst the whole law enforcement, the urgency to hire good quality candidates for law enforcement, not a whole lot of people want to get in this career. And I feel like what we're doing is building a very solid base for not only our department, but possibly for, young police officers for other departments to go get hired to one day and all that. And it's just a great program. It's just a great program.
All right. We have identified it as the Explorers program. It's a one-year anniversary, and it's a youth program. Now, let's tell people what it does.
Yes.
How does it impact the youth? Who's eligible? What age youth are you bringing into your program or inviting, and how do they qualify to be accepted into the program?
Yes, sir. So initially we started, really the Explore Post is supposed to be from ages 14 to 20. And it's under, the Explore Post is under Scouts of America. So all the officers that are advisors on the Explore program, they have to go through, additional training and things like that to be qualified as an advisor. But we really target that 14 to 19-ish age group. Now, we do have some younger explorers, and we call them junior explorers. They do not participate outside events, but they do come to the meetings. We don't really want, when we started getting younger interest in that, we did not want to turn those guys away, and we was afraid they wouldn't come back. So what we did was just accept them into the meetings, and they do the same things that the older explorers do, but they just don't do things outside of the city hall until they reach 14 years old. You don't necessarily have to live. Initially, we said you need to live in Etowah County, but honestly, in this region, there's really not an Explore Post. I think the closest one to us in Rainbow City would be like Hoover. So coming up this way, there's not a whole lot of Explore Posts at all. So we don't turn anybody away. If somebody from Cherokee County wanted to come, if somebody from Marshall County wanted to come, we have a couple of people from St. Clair County. And so we really don't turn away kids. If they want to be involved in it, come on, let's go. Some of the things that they do outside of the, we meet every Thursday. They meet every Thursday from 6 to 8, and they just go over a whole lot of different topics, anything from traffic stops to building clearing to forensics. They're taking a trip next week to Jacksonville State University, and they're going to do a thing with their forensics department, and they just get an opportunity to do all kinds of cool things. They do the events that they do, the Rainbow City Halloween Festival. You know, they help us, you know, participate in community outreach and giving things out and, you know, talking to younger kids and things like that. The drone show, they were instrumental in direct helping us direct traffic. We had 10 basically additional, you know, traffic officers there to help us out. Right. And it was great. They did a fantastic job. I was overly impressed with their professionalism and their willingness to want to do that.
Well, they had the good training there with your department. If I understand it correctly, your leaders are officers that are trained in this type
they are.
Scenario to be with the leadership of the youth.
Yes, they are. So, and so when I contacted these other departments, and some of the departments that used to have Explore Post, I contacted and asked them what went wrong. You know, why do they not have an Explore Post anymore? And most of them said, it wasn't the kids' lack of participation. It was officers getting burned out and, you know, just doing it every week. And, you know, over time, you know, people's lives change. You know, people have kids. People's kids get older, and they just go through different seasons of life. So what we did was we created an advisor panel. You know, instead of just having one or two people on this panel, you know, over it, what we did was just created this whole panel with newer officers all the way up to, you know, Lieutenant Higgins is over the thing. But we have, you know, Sergeant Pell, Lieutenant McCartney, Detective Jacob Works, you know, all of them are just really instrumental in coming together, and just so one person doesn't get burnt out. You know, they all kind of come together and be like, hey, let's do this Thursday. I'll kind of be in charge of, you know, building clearing, you know, and then we'll have, you know, Brett Page or Alyssa Russell, they'll come in and do traffic stops. And they just do a real good job, and we just take it as a team approach instead of it being one or two people, you know, over it. We really take it as a full team approach.
These juveniles that you allow into your program, they want to be a part of it, male or female?
We have more females, which surprised me, and I love it because I'm a girl dad. I have a daughter. She's 13 years old, and she's not in the Explore program. She's came to a few meetings, but she's so busy and everything else she does and sport wise, it's hard for her to get there. But we surprisingly have a large female turnout, and I love it because I have one female officer right now, as I mentioned earlier, Alyssa Russell, and she just about runs circles around all my boys. I mean, she's great. She does a very good job here at Rainbow City. So I'm really excited to see the young group of women that we have, the juveniles that we have at you know, in our Explore Post.
Sounds exciting. Sounds like a lot of fun for them. I'm sure that with all your activities that you have away from the meeting, that they really enjoy it.
They do. They love going out and being with the community. And you know, I'll go back to the drone show because I wanted, when we had a brief before with all my officers, the Explorers were included in that brief. We had a big safety brief, and I told them, hey, I don't want the Explorers doing the same job the whole night. You know, if they're directing traffic, you know, y'all rotate those guys in and out. I don't want them to get burnt out on one thing. So that's what they did at first. And then the Explorers were messaging in their little group message saying, hey, can I go back and direct traffic? Can I go back to work? Like, I don't want to sit, you know. So anything we do outside of those walls at City Hall, they know that we expect them to have a standard in their appearance and their attitudes and things like that. And they just carry that right on. And they do a tremendous job at that.
And that is giving them some life skills that will carry them forward, even if they don't go into law enforcement.
Absolutely, absolutely. We preach on leadership, and that's actually one of the four focuses at Rainbow City Police Department is building leaders. And we do that in ourselves, and we try to do that outside of ourselves as well. But But absolutely, even if you don't, I'll tell people this, even if you don't want to be a police officer, this program is going to give you great skills, communication skills, leadership skills. It's going to expose you to, you know, other avenues that you may be able to go in. You know, you don't have to be a police officer to go in forensics. You know, you can go in forensics separately, not being a sworn police officer.
Right. And
that's why we're so grateful for things like JSU, who invites us and lets us come over and they teach our explorers about forensics and blood patterns and all these cool things. Etowah County Sheriff's Office has been instrumental in, you know, we don't have a jail, you know, so anything they want to know about the jail, we take them over to the Sheriff's Office. And we've taken two or three different field trips over to the Sheriff's Office to look at their canine programs, their special motorcycle units, and their jails and things like that. So it just exposes them to all kinds of opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, if you take them inside the jail, that's an eye-opening experience for these young people, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of like a mini Scared Straight, I guess. You know, but they really seem to enjoy it. And these are great kids. You know, these aren't kids who are having a lot of issues or anything like that. These are fantastic kids. The parents have seemed very responsive to everything we've wanted to do. I've had parents call me. I've had parents run me down in the grocery store and tell me, hey, y'all's program is great. It has really engaged my kid. And I love hearing that.
Well, so many children and young people, they're going into adulthood and they're transitioning from the youthfulness into adult, and they need to learn some communication skills and how to, you and I, communicate, look at each other and communicate, as we used to say, eyeball to eyeball. Yes. You know, and so many of these young people today with their phones, they communicate very well if they're texting or something of that nature. Great communicators, but
yes,
it's difficult for them to personally eyeball to eyeball or one-to-one.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more on that. I see it all the time when I go to schools, and I go around to schools in Etowah County and some up here in Cherokee County. There's a program that actually started here in Cherokee County called the Extended Family.
Yes.
So I go speak for them in their Extended Leadership Academy. So I'll go to different schools, but you can tell with this generation of youth that they do communicate well, but it's all behind the screen usually.
Sure.
And actually a funny thing with our explorers is that, you know, we've taken them through like de-escalation training, you know, and that's something that our officers absolutely need to go through and they do and we train on that. But how great of a skill is that to have just as a person?
Exactly.
You know, being able to de-escalate a situation. We all get in heated situations at some point in our lives or other.
Right.
How important is that to have a skill where you know what's going on and you can de-escalate that situation down? And our explorers, I watched some videos. I wasn't there that night, but I watched some videos of our explorers acting as role players and other ones, you know, being the de-escalator. And it was great. I loved it. It was wonderful watching them learn how to communicate that way.
It sounds great. Now let me ask you this: how do these youth become involved? If we have people out there listening, Hoke's Bluff, mm-hmm. Collinsville, all over Cherokee County, Etowah County, Coates Bend, and those areas that are listening this morning, or Jacksonville, if they wanted to be involved in your Explorer program with Rainbow City, how does that happen?
So all you have to do is show up on any Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Rainbow City Hall. That's 3700 Rainbow Drive, Rainbow City, Alabama. All you have to do is show up and sit down. And that's all. That's all you have to do. That's all the effort you have to put into it. We supply, you know, through a little bit of fundraising, but also, you know, the city council gave me a line item last year in my budget for the explorers. So I have a little bit of budgeted money, and then we get some donations and things like that come in. But we supply them a Class B uniform, which is a polo, and they work their way up. So we have it set up to where they they get things for a certain amount of meetings that they attend.
Sure.
So, you know, after the first two or three meetings, you get a T-shirt or an Explorer T-shirt. Then you get up to, you know, getting issued a Class B uniform, which is a polo and you know, like 5'11 style pants. And then after you've been there so long, then you get issued a Class A. And they look amazing in their Class A uniform. They actually wore their Class A to the Etowah County Law Enforcement Memorial.
Yeah.
And they looked sharp, buddy. They were by far the best looking group that was there. But yeah, that's all you have to do is show up at City Hall. They're going to give you an application that you and your parent have to fill out and sign. It's that there is a $50 fee that goes with that. You know, if I don't want anybody to shy away because of that. You know, you still come and we'll work out the $50 fee if we need to. You know, we'll figure something out with that.
Right.
But there is a $50 fee that goes straight to Scouts of America that covers some insurance and things like that. You know, a little bit of protection, you know, for insurance and stuff.
Right.
But that's all. That's all you got to do. Buy you a pair of boots after a few meetings. And we supply just about everything else.
Oh, wow. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage young people that we need an outlet or something to be involved in. Not all youth are athletes.
Yeah, that's right.
And they need another avenue of activity, if you will. And this will teach them life skills.
Yes, at 100%.
And let them have fun doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
Like OJT, learning on the job, so to speak. But it's, you know, activities like that. So it sounds like a great win-win-win for the community, for your department, and for the youth that participate.
Yeah, it really is. There's no downsides other than, you know, a little you know, investing, and that's what I call it. It's not time consuming or anything. It's investing. We're investing in our kids, and that investment's going to pay off. You know, it's going to pay off down the road.
It will, no doubt about it. You sound like you're on to something great. I wish we had more time. Yeah. Anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to leave with our listeners before we cut away, Chief?
No, just know that, you know, your local police department, especially if you live in Rainbow City, we're here for you. Call, email, do whatever you need to if you got any questions or if you got any more information about, or if you want any more information about the program, reach out to me, Detective Jason Higgins, Sergeant Jared Pell, Lieutenant McCartney, anybody at Rainbow City is going to be able to guide you in the right direction to get to our Explorer. We meet every Thursday from 6 to 8 at Rainbow City Hall.
All right. Thank you so very much for being with us. Chief Camp Yancey, Rainbow City Police Department, it's an honor to have you in, sir. And we hope you'll come back and be with us, and good work with the Explorers program.